Welcome to LVM. We are back with part two of relationship with a blind person with your host Gui, or you can call me Gui. Earlier we was talking to my husband about how we met, and we was getting his version of how we met, and from his eyes, point of view of how a sighted person met a blind person. So, in part two, we're going to talk to a blind person and see what they saw on their end with a sighted man. Okay? It was 2010. It was in March. I know it was on a Tuesday. I just forgot the date. There's a guy that came up on the bus, threw his bag in the front seat, and flopped down. Before then, the same guy that did this, he kept coming up on the bus. I say, hey, he kept having a attitude with me. So I said, okay, here's my chance to talk to the guy to see what he was about. I asked him, are you tired? He had his hand on the bottom of his face like he was about to go to sleep. It registered what I was saying to him, and he told me, yes, I'm about to go to sleep, I'm tired. And then he thought about it, and he was like, how you know I'm tired? Ain't you completely blind? And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm partially, but no, I'm not total. And I told him, I said, that's what will get y'all in trouble for thinking that we are blind, because one blind don't mean all is blind. So I left that alone. Then he comes back to me and asks me. First he tells me he had a relationship for 3 years. He left the relationship. He didn't want a relationship. And he didn't want nobody. So I said, well, we could be friends. And I told him, I'm getting back with my ex fiance, so you know, we could be friends. Then I guess he thought about it, and I told him he can call me. I'll give you my name. You can call me. You can sit. You can talk, because you look like you needed somebody to talk to. So he was asking me, can I cook? So I was like, yes, I can cook. And I'm thinking, you just got out of a 3-year relationship, and you asking me, can I cook? To me, that telling me you do want a relationship. Cause I wasn't gonna cook for no man. Not if I'm not in a relationship with him. And especially after what I learned all through my life, growing up, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So we got off the bus. Finna switch buses, and he went to go look for a pen. Finally got a pen, gave him my phone number, and we parted ways. So I was like to myself, I'm not gonna see him no more, you know, and everything. And then he didn't tell me he was homeless. So that Sunday, he calls me and he wanted to meet me. So I said, okay, let me get dressed, take a bath, and I'll see you at 2. No, he didn't want to wait at 2. He called me back at 12 o'clock. So I had to hurry up and get dressed, wait for the bus, get downtown, and I met another Puerto Rican on the same bus at that time. And me and him was supposed to talk, so he got a little jealous. Well, both of them got jealous of each other. So we talked and everything, and I admit, because what he had to talk to me about had blew my mind. It wasn't nothing that I expected. I expected him to tell me he had a girlfriend. I was expecting him to tell me he was married and he going back to his wife, or he was going back to the girlfriend he had in 3 years, or if he was gay. Out of all of that, the gayness came out. He laughed at me, told me he ain't gay. What made me think that? And I said, well, you said you had something to tell me and you couldn't tell me on the phone. And then what he told me, he goes, I said, you couldn't tell me over the phone? Oh, I'm scared that you might hang up and run away over something like that. I got stuff. Everybody got little things wrong with them. So what? You know? You ain't gay, right? He like, no. So, okay. We got back on the bus. Going to Wendy's. And he was like, oh, this is the Wendy's you was talking about. I was like, yes. And then I said, well, because I don't live that far. If the relationship didn't go right, or you was a crazy person or a stalker or something, I'm closer to home and I can run all the way home. We had a nice conversation and we liked each other. We called each other night and day. He came over. I had my own place at the time. Then I had my two girls coming to visit me at the time. They was living with their grandma. And they was coming to visit me at the time. My daughter, I would let her be a teenager, go out with her friend, you know, have fun and stuff, you know. And I had my youngest. So he comes over at the same time I had my kids. And the shelter that he was in, they only had every other weekend. So what the weekend that me and him was going to be together, I had my kids. So I said, well, they need to get to know each other. So I had my youngest. We was in the room watching videos and stuff. He decided to surprise me and cook. Not the other way around. The cook. So we was talking. I fell asleep. My daughter fell asleep. He woke me up to feed me. Put my daughter on the living room. I guess she ate. And put her back in the living room. And we sat in the room. We talked, you know. And got to know each other. And then after a while, he was looking for another place to live, cause the way they was working him was not right. So I told him, then once you come on, it's our fourth or fifth date. You spent the night, so you might as well come move in. So he came move in. We dated that whole year. Then turn around that year later, almost a year, he asked me to marry him. I said yes. Couple months later, it was a year, because we met in March. So a year after that, and a couple more months after he asked me to marry him, July 24th is when we got married. We've been married ever since, and we've been happy. We has our ups, we have our downs. We've been through thick and thin together the whole 8 years. Me, I never thought I would find somebody that's wonderful. I never thought I would ever get married. Kids, yes. I thought that I was going to have kids, but I wasn't going to never get married. That's what I said. I was never going to get married. I would have kids, but I would never get married. God had something else planned. I would never be in a relationship more than 3 years or more than 3 months. That's what I always said. But God has something else planned for me. Now I'm in a great almost eight year marriage. Met him 9 years ago. We've been together 9 years, married 8. It's wonderful. It's great. It's good. It is very, very good. That's what I'm letting everybody that have some kind of handicap, do not let it stop you when you want a relationship. If you a man that's blind or vision impaired or going or losing his sight and you dating, don't let that stop you. Women, same thing. Blind or losing your sight, don't let that stop you. Go out and have fun with that man, because you never know. That man might be your husband. That woman might be your wife. You can meet, blind people can meet people in the oddest, weirdest place there is. And we don't need no dating app, no dating site. And when we go, what we say, blind date, we really are going on a blind date. We don't see them at all, so we don't know what they look like. So we got to describe each other to each other. We get married, we be blind married. So I'm letting you know. And every anniversary, he always surprised me. My husband surprised me on Mother's Day. My daughter surprised me on Mother's Day. But I didn't expect my husband to give me something on Mother's Day. And he bought roses. By him, he writes me love letters. I cannot see to get them, so he writes it on my messenger. He write love letters on my messages. He write love letters. He texts me love letters. He call me and give me love letters over the phone. When he called me, he calls to check on me no matter what. He got his good days and he got his bad. Ain't no man perfect, but I do thank God for him. I did ask for a husband. God didn't give me everything I want in my husband, but he gave me the main thing, you know, get along with my girls, sit down and talk to me, not argue, don't fuss with me. I'm still working on him. We pray together. That's another thing I ask for. We once in a while, we sit down and pray together. reading the Bible. We still working on that. I'm not rushing him. Once in a while, he do make me laugh. But I am, like I said, we also working on that. But we do make our relationship fun. We do make jokes, you know, about our relationship. That's what kept it strong for 8 whole years. We listen to each other. We don't holler, argue with each other. We fuss to each other, you know, but we never fight. We never fuss, but we argue. We just out talk each other or whatever, loud talk each other, you know. But like I said, it's been good. I hope 100 years more would be excellent together. On my next podcast is school, relationship, and how blind people go shopping. That's next on Living with LBM. And on top of that, we will talk about my business. I'm throwing a quick commercial in while we gone. I started my business. I'm making massage candles. I'm making regular candles. And I'm making specialties candles, like little sex candles. I'm also making bath salt for the bath to sit down and take your muscles away. If you got muscles ache and you're taking a nice hot bath, that's in salt. Bath salt would do the wonder for you. If you got science problems, you got a cold, you allergies got you stopped up, we also got shower tablet or shower bombs I always make. So let me know and I'll tell you more about it later in the broadcast. Have a blessed day. Good night. And sweet dreams. And let you know, I love you. Mwah!